How does Greece's spending compare with other countries?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now, the global perspective, what's happening in business at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. The Greek parliament today faces a vote to keep its government in power. It's the first critical step the country needs to collect a $17 billion loan and avoid default. Other European countries are demanding Greece cut a lot of its government spending. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London this morning to put Greek government spending in a bit of context for us. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Now, Greece got into this mess by borrowing and spending money. What did they spend the money on?
Well, $35 billion of it went on the Olympics. There have been monumental examples of waste, though. Civil servants paid a bonus just to show up at work, extra payments if they use a computer, and scores of seemingly pointless state-funded committees, including one, you may recall, which was managing a lake that had dried up in the 1930s. But the real anger in Germany, which coughs up a lot of the money to bail out Greece, is over Greek pension arrangements, which are rather more generous than those in Germany.
And Germans are angry that Greeks are retiring at age 61. The retirement age here in the U.S. is 65, right? So why are Greeks so mad about this?
Well, I think they understand that this model was unsustainable. But over the past year or so, the Greek government has made deep cuts in public spending. It has made a lot of changes. But according to Simon Tilford of the Center for European Reform, the anger on the streets is not from an outraged sense of entitlement. It's because the austerity measures have tipped the economy into deep recession.
The people protesting in Athens now are not people on generous public sector pensions or even people who are going to retire soon on those generous public sector pensions, but they're young, unemployed people.
Unemployment for young people is 43% in Greece. So it's the economic effects of the austerity that's causing the anger.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Election season is getting underway in Russia, and businesses are becoming nervous. President Dmitry Medvedev said this week he wants to keep his job. But then there's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, who also could run. And uncertainty has investors fleeing the country. From Moscow, Peter Van Dyke reports.
All the political uncertainty is sending money out of Russia's economy. In fact, the U.S. ambassador to Moscow, John Byerly, told a session at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum that everyone should be worried by the $30 billion that's already left the country this year.
That figure should frighten everyone in this room.
U.S. bankers say some investors are worried that the elections could bring change. The head of Goldman Sachs in Russia says it's told its clients not to wait, even if they are worried by the uncertainty. Analysts say businesses and rich business people are putting money where it's safe. As for the political uncertainty, Medvedev says a decision will come soon, but it can only be made with Putin. The prime minister is seen as the real power in Russia, and he seems to want to wait. In Moscow, I'm Peter Van Dyke for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly higher at the moment in Europe and Asia. The Paris Air Show is going on today, and low-cost Nordic airliner Norwegian Air Shuttle says it's going to buy 15 American Boeing 737s. It's a deal worth $1.2 billion. Wall Street yesterday, markets gained a little to start off the week. The Dow added 76 points to close at 12,080.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Well, our Economy 4.0 series looks at ways the economy can better serve more people. It's a big challenge across the Middle East during this time of turmoil there. But can a project that strives to be environmentally sustainable bring the same kind of longer-term thinking to its finances? Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports from a model city outside Abu Dhabi.
The doors are closing. Please mind the doors.
In this new suburb called Masdar City, electric-powered driverless pod cars move people around using painted magnetic stripes. There are 12 of these suppository-shaped pods in service, and I suppose that makes this a podcast. But there are no firm plans for more, even after initial talk of bringing in thousands to what was designed as the UAE's citadel of sustainability.
Masdar is a learning experience at the end of the day. So
this is supposed to become the world's first carbon-neutral city in a country with one of the highest per capita carbon footprints in the world. With oil prices high, the government here still has plenty of money to build. But in the wake of the 2008 economic collapse, one crucial ingredient is drying up: international customers for the real estate.
The days of, you know, we'll build and they'll come are pretty much over. And I think Abu Dhabi has realized that.
Middle East investment and real estate expert Saud Masood is CEO of SM Advisory Group.
For them, it's a question of, do we still throw good money after bad in a slowdown?
That's Masdar Real Estate, but the money is still flowing briskly to Masdar's alternative energy projects. Among their ventures, solar systems that produce energy for hours after sunset. Frank Wooters is the director of Masdar Power.
Even with the crisis, there is still demand for power. So we have not really been affected.
Abu Dhabi is under pressure to find a sustainable business model for all of Masdar to go along with its environmentally sustainable aspirations. The oil that buys prosperity and social peace won't flow forever. And the enduring hope is for Masdar City to become a hotbed for figuring out what the post-oil future might be. In Masdar City, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And finally, you could have a tough time getting a cheesesteak today in the city that's famous for them. It's not a beef about beef or even the cheese. The company that makes sandwich rolls used in many Philadelphia cheesesteak shops has been hit by a strike. Teamsters picketed outside Amoroso's bakery in Philly yesterday. While a federal injunction has drivers going back to work today, the backlog could affect deliveries, meaning your cheesesteak could temporarily today at least become a plate of beef. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Egyptian government needs to come up with some new housing. It has to be affordable. They need it fast, so they're borrowing time-tested designs.
It is a way, something like the kibbutz.
Oi, I'm Kai Rizdal, creating communities and deserting the Nile. Next time on Marketplace, we'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.